Let's take it back to the SEC, and we talked about the quarterback situation earlier at Georgia. A lot of the pundits and experts, they expect Georgia to repeat in the SEC East. Now, you and I have kind of bantered off the air that, you know, we neither one of us think that Georgia's a lock to make it back to Atlanta and win the East, but we kind of have different reasons why we think that they're not, they may not get back. Not saying they're not going to get back, but we have different reasons that they may not get back to Atlanta.
That's right, Coach. And look, my job is to pick game by game, to look at the point spread, advise clients. So, but it is fun for me to look at, you know, try to project who's going to win certain divisions, especially in the Big Ten and the SEC. And when I look at the path for Georgia to win the East again, I look at their schedule. They play at South Carolina. They play at Missouri. And some people may laugh, but they've got a good quarterback and they could be dangerous. They play at LSU, and then they play Florida in Jacksonville. Georgia lost six starters on defense, two arguably generational backs at one time in Chubb and Michelle. And I know they've recruited extremely well. They've dominated recruiting. But unproven players are going to have to step up. And with all that said, they're still the favorite to win the East. Now, the rest of the East, it's down right now. But I'm going to take a look at Florida. The Gators' toughest road test is at Tennessee, and the Vols are rebuilding. Florida does not have to play Auburn or LSU. Georgia does play those two schools from the West. Florida's SEC schedule is just easier than Georgia's.
I totally agree with you. The Gators do have an easier schedule. I think that something that Mullen's going to have to get right, because it hasn't been right since he left Gainesville to go to Mississippi State as their head coach, is since he's left, they've had Jacoby Brissett, Will Greer, Jeff Driskel. They've all been quarterbacks since Tebow left. Now, all three of them are good enough to at least spend time in NFL camps, but on the college level, for whatever reason, coaching, you can, you know, pick out any number of reasons, injury, off-field issues, transfers, what have you. Florida has not been able to get a decent quarterback on the field consistently. Del Rio, he could get it done. Knee injury, and all of a sudden, that was kind of the beginning of Jim McElwain's wheels falling off down in Gainesville.
It was, and it's, you know, all those quarterbacks, Brissett and Driskel, they're on NFL rosters. They may be on a practice squad, but Brissett started some games last year, and he couldn't start at Florida. Jeff Driskel, Will Greer, he's a Heisman Trophy candidate up in West Virginia, but they have to put it together. And also, but that defense has been so good, they made it to the title games twice without a quality quarterback.
They did, but that defensive coordinator is the head coach at Temple now, Jeff Collins.
Yeah.
Shameless plug, he's my buddy, but I think he defensively, one of the top three, four coaches in the nation. I don't think it's any surprise that he spent time under Nick Saban at Alabama. So now let me throw a couple of things in the mix here for you, talking about Georgia's schedule. And you talked about Missouri, okay? One thing that, and again, this is just from a coaching standpoint, and Missouri has a new offensive coordinator. Do you know who that offensive coordinator is?
Dooley.
Derek Dooley. Now, do you not think that even though he did not go to Georgia, did not play at Georgia, played at Virginia, has never coached at Georgia? But obviously, I think his father spent a few years there in Athens. As a matter of fact, his parents still live right there in Athens. So now, do you not think that he's going to have a little special game plan that week for Georgia? There's going to be a little bit more fire in his belly that week. And make no doubt about it, there are going to be two games that he has circled. And one, obviously, is Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one is going to be Georgia, just because nobody wants to go home or play against your hometown team, especially one that your dad coached to a national championship, and be embarrassed. The other that I think, and you mentioned Tennessee, Jeremy Pruitt has kind of always been in Kirby's shadow. This time, they're going head-to-head, headman versus headman. I think that may be one of the rowdiest games that we see all year, just because I think this is – Tennessee is trying to make a statement this year. They're trying to return to those tough, tough teams. Don't be surprised if the Tennessee-Georgia game turns in to a little push and shove and maybe a couple of helmets being swung before the day's over.
Oh, yeah, that's that wouldn't surprise me. And Jeremy Pruitt, he's never – not as in the head coaching role, but the guy can recruit. He can coach on the field. And I just feel like they're still a little bit down. And but, hey, Kirby brought Georgia well, Mark Richt had them solid. And so it's a different situation. But in Kirby's first year, they were very competitive. So maybe Pruitt can do the same. But, Coach, one thing you talked about, Jeff Collins. Well, let's look at the new defensive coordinator. And correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have notes in front of me. But is Todd Grantham came down with Mullen. Is that correct?
That is correct. He was at Louisville and then left Louisville. Actually, Mississippi State and Louisville just swapped defensive coordinators. And he was there, Mullen's last year in Starkville. And when Dan got the job down in Gainesville, of course, Grantham followed him down to Gatorland.
Yeah, that would have been a top priority if I were Mullen. Because look at what happened to Louisville after Grantham left. Their defensive front, their entire defense got absolutely shellacked all year. They had Lamar Jackson to put up, 30, 40 points, but their defense got gashed. And then he goes to Mississippi State. Mississippi State was very solid, which, by the way, I think they could be good this year even without Mullen because they have a lot of returning talent. Mm-hmm. But that last year, that 17 Bulldog team, Mississippi State Bulldog team, remember, I think it was Jalen Hurts had to – run in a touchdown in the final minute or two to win that game. But the point being is now that I think he's got a defensive guy down there, that's why I think Florida has a chance. If they can – look, if the quarterback play at Florida has been an issue since 2009, but if Dan Mullen can settle on a quarterback and mold him into a serviceable player, the Gators have the easier schedule, and they could keep Georgia from winning the East.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to what you said earlier. It comes back to the quarterback play at Florida with the prerequisite that their defense stays as good as they have been. And all signs point that they should be.